Boston is many things, a big sports city, a big college town, and even a tech hub. But when it comes to fashion, it hasn't always made the cut. In fact, it's actually been named the worst dressed city in the country by GQ magazine. But as WTBU's Megan Bohannon reports, there are a number of local artists trying to change that, using their art to put forth a subversive message for the fashion world. Tucked away into a basement apartment in Alston, Lucas Borodaka sews away at his desk. The walls are plastered with his sketches, depicting a million interpretations of the human form. Colored Christmas lights dangle from the ceiling.
Yeah, just trying to follow a straight line. This thing's a tank. It'll go through like a bunch of different layers.
The 24-year-old moved to Boston 2 years ago to further his fashion career at the Massachusetts College of Art and Design. He has since taken time off to launch into the beginning stages of his own brand. The piece he's working on now is a functional techwear-style vest, nothing you'd see at your local H&M. Borodaka got his first-hand experience of the fashion scene in Boston through his day job as a buyer and seller for John Varvatos, a luxury menswear store in the Prudential Center. At John Varvatos, he's surrounded by fashion and high-quality materials, fancy stuff from Italy, as he calls it. Although when he's not at work, he avoids the local fashion scene. But he says he's okay with that. His inspiration and motivation to create come from within.
So when I chose to create my own images and my own sources of artwork, I would always try to communicate some sort of emotion, some sort of visceral response in the viewer.
24-year-old Bonnie Yu, a fine arts student at Boston University, also embraces being an outlier every morning when she dresses herself for the day.
I'm really proud of it because it really reveals my identity right away, where I'm from, and this is part of my culture. I think I don't want to just come in here like dressing like everyone do, like just a hoodies and pants. I want to dress well, like be myself, and also relate myself to the work which I'm painting off.
Most students trudging down Boston University's Commonwealth Avenue campus don hoodies and sweatpants. It's no catwalk for them. But Yu seems to float, wearing traditional Chinese cultural clothing, the kind that hails from ancient dynasties. Today, it's a traditional Ming Dynasty getup, a white blouse tucked into a long purple pleated skirt with ornate embroidering at its base. She's working on a piece for her upcoming painting exhibit. Kneeling on the floor, supported by the enormous volume of her skirt, she paints on silk imported from China a depiction of a Chinese bride in a rosy pink gown. Yu's subversive fashion choices are part of a youth-led style revival that originated in China. For some, the Hanfu movement is a political statement pressuring retailers and designers to avoid a Western-centric beauty standard. But for you and others, the movement is anchored in a deep appreciation for China's rich culture.
It's an embodiment of the history of what happened like in ancient dynasty and the art sense and the craftsmanship all goes into this one piece of clothes.
Yu, who's originally from Shenzhen, China, feels a personal connection to the clothing movement. Last year, she founded the Boston University Chinese Traditional Clothing Club, the only club of the sort in the Metro Boston area.
So I think when you talk about those two young people who are exploring their own paths, not speaking to any trend, I think they represent, honestly, the future of fashion in a lot of ways, because you have to remember that trends are artificial.
That's Jay Calderon, a teacher as well as the founder and executive director of Boston Fashion Week. He says artists like Borodaka and Yu, who look inward for inspiration instead of conforming into an external trend, fill an important role in Boston's fashion scene.
I have a lot of respect for those who kind of set out on their path and do what they feel moved to create.
For Borodaka and Yu, art is an important foundation for the clothes they choose to make and the clothes they choose to wear. And Calderon often sees that among the students he teaches and the budding designers he mentors. However, he defines the industry as two main parts, those who veer more to the business and retail side of things and those who come into the scene with a strong adherence to their art. And this is where fashion comes from, not apparel.
There are always these kind of people, just kind of like little explosions everywhere, you know, of talent. And it always keeps it interesting. You just never know where it's going to come from or when.
For WTBU, I'm Megan Bohannon.